10 minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
Nine minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Get down on it.
Union dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha da ba da ba da ba da. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Get down on
it. Get down on
it. Get down on it.
8 minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like here is time, but you're in. So you jump right in, ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart, and now all that's left of me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town, she follows me around. So you give what's left of me. Yeah, you get what's left of me, 'cause she got the best of me.
7 minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know.
Six more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You get older, you wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind. So live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child. These are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Just 5 more minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the Eastern Coast, caught in the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your smile, when you say yes, you make me trust I will never keep you from an open door. I know.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You will see somebody else around everyone else. They're watching your back like you can't relax. You try to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Tell me why you have to go and make things so complicated. I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else. Get to be frustrated. Life's like this, you.
Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Zach Bigley.
On a beautiful day for baseball, we welcome you in to Amarillo, Texas. The Frisco Rough Riders set to take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the second game of this six-game series. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to be alongside you on what is game number 53 of the season for the Rough Riders. Frisco enters in at 27-25 on the season. Amarillo at 25-27. Rough Riders trying to come back from a tough loss in game one of the series last night. Sod Poodles took down the Rough Riders 7-4 yesterday. Seven runs against starting pitcher Jack Leiter. Grand slam and a two-run home run, the big blows, and the Rough Riders will turn to Cole Reagans today, who's been their ace all season long on the mound, to try and turn their fortunes around in the series. Reagans, 4-3 with a 3.20 ERA this year. Slade Ciccone is his mound opponent, who's 2-2 with a 5.10. Both these guys are top 30 prospects. Ciccone number 10 in the Diamondbacks organization. Reagan's in the bottom 20s, but he'll most likely slot up a little bit higher as a former first-round pick who's dealt with a lot of injuries in his career. We'll continue to break down this pitching matchup as we go forward, but the big focus over the last few games has been the Rough Riders' offense, which is hitting under 230 with runners in scoring position over their last bat around and trying to snap a three-game skid. We caught up with hitting coach Eric Dorton earlier today before the ballgame. Let's get you that interview on the other side of the break as the Rough Riders getting set to take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the second game of the six-game series. Eric Dorton joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goandeater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field.
Scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride!
Welcome back to Amarillo. We're joined by hitting coach Eric Dorton here on the pregame show. And let's start with this. Ezekiel Duran going up to the big leagues last week. I want to hear your perspective of telling him that he was going up to the big leagues with manager Jared Gettert and Chad Comer as well.
Maybe the coolest experience of my coaching career. Butterflies, emotions, like all of it. Listening to them tell him and then seeing his reaction. It's why you do it. Just seeing how happy he was, it was, and having his friends there, it was awesome. Like maybe one of the best moment of my coaching career potentially. It was really cool.
And then seeing him have success in the big leagues right now, hitting his first major league home run, picking up his first hit in the same game as well. What are some of the emotions that run through your body when you see that happen?
You're just really happy for him. You want the best for him. Obviously, we all liked when he was doing it here, but we're even happier that he's doing it in the big leagues. So. Really excited to see him go up and just continue success and not go through a little struggle there early on. It's nice to see him just get going right away. So
some unfortunate ways that he got up there, but he definitely deserved it with the way he was playing, in especially the month of May. What did you see that was different from maybe April to May and kind of some of the things he improved upon?
Game planning aspect. He started to grasp the concepts that are new to the organization this year and started at least grabbing a feel for it. It was eliminating some of the chase and helping his at-bats just go. Swing at the right pitches, sitting on the right pitches at the right times, whatever it may be. He shrunk the zone a little bit for him, and it made it easier for him.
This is a team in Frisco that has had really good production at the top of the order all season long. Things look a little bit different now in the lineup with Duran not here, but seems like the last few games, Rough Riders have been getting hits, just not with men in scoring position. Of course, that's baseball, but what are some of the things you're telling the guys in these struggles, especially on this three-game skid?
You know, the biggest thing is we got to stay positive. is the moment they'll really feel it. So in this many games in the season, we're going to go through this at times. And so they want to get the big knot with guys on base as much as we want it, as much as everybody wants it. So they'll come through. It's just we're just in that little bit of a funk with guys on base at the moment. So
Justin Foscue being back from the IL today really gives a big lift. What have you seen that he's done well so far this season?
Controls the zone, has really professional ABs, always finds a way on base, whether it's walk, double hit, whatever it may be. Like, he's always getting on base. It's just a professional at bat all the time.
Here in this ballpark, it's an offensive ballpark, and you could hear the guys chattering about it coming in. They all know it. They all know the ball flies here. But how important is it to just maintain your regular approach and not try to hit the ball out of the ballpark here?
More important at this park than any other. The moment you start getting big, you start trying to hit that short porch and left or right, whatever it may be, that's when we're going to have some struggle games offensively. So we just got to keep what we've been doing all year, keep the same approach. And the ball is obviously going to go. You don't got to do a lot to hit it out here. If you try and do a little more, a little less is going to happen.
The Rough Riders had a lot of success hitting the home run in the month of May. They were second in all minor league baseball in homers. But how important is that as a part of development where you're seeing the ball fly out of the yard and getting those results as opposed to just having those quality at-bats?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely important. It's always a good thing. I think the quality of the at-bat will lead to that. So that's what we talk about more. Whatever the process over the result. So what the process is leading to that result, we talk about way more. But, yeah, it's nice to see the guys having some success, but it's coming from what their preparation is and what they're doing to get ready for those at-bats. So.
Eric Dorton, the hitting coach for the Rough Riders, joining us now. We're down the stretch. We're in the third to last series of the first half. How important is making the playoffs to this team?
Every year, hugely important. That's the goal every year. So I know the boys are ready to go. They're locked in.
All right. Well, one game behind San Antonio. It was 17 left. We're really looking forward to it. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good one. Appreciate it.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hitting pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders and Sod Poodles getting ready for the second game of this six-game series. Zach Bigley alongside you. Happy to have you along. Good thanks as well to Eric Dorton, the hitting coach for the Rough Riders, for joining us on the pregame show. Always very insightful and just a wonderful guy as well. The Rough Riders with Cole Reagans on the mound as he's getting loose right below us here in the bullpen, down the right field line and making his walk towards the dugout. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both these teams, and we start with the Rough Riders as announced by Jared Gettert, their manager. Johnny Ornelas leads it off at shortstop. Justin Foscue activated off the injured list today. He's back at second base. And Dustin Harris is the DH today, hitting third. Middle third of the order, it's Blaine Crim at first, J.P. Martinez in left field, and Kellen Strom in right, fresh off his 2-for-3 day yesterday. And the bottom third, Trey Hare out at third base. He homered in yesterday's center. And Jordan Procession is the catcher in the nine spot as he makes his first appearance in this series. Once again, for the Rough Riders, it's Ornelas, Foscue, Harris, Crim, Martinez, Strom, Hare, Stowers, and Procession, the starting nine. Cole Reagans on the bump for the Rough Riders. Here's the starting nine that He will face, as announced by manager Sean Roof. Corbin Carroll, the right fielder and the number one prospect of the Diamondbacks organization, leads things off. Jorge Barrosa is the center fielder, batting second. And Eduardo Diaz is out in left field today in the three spot. Middle third, Leandro Cedeno, the DH. Tyquan Forbes at third and Blaze Alexander at short. Bottom third, Nick D'Alessandro, the catcher. Andy Yerzy at first base and Drew Stankiewicz at second. Once again, it's Carroll, Barrosa, Diaz, Cedeno, Forbes, Alexander, D'Alessandro, Yerzy, and Stankiewicz. If that lineup sounds familiar, well, it's because it's the same exact lineup as we saw yesterday for the Amarillo Sod Poodles in that 7-4 victory over the Rough Riders. A game in which Jack Leiter came in with just allowing one home run on the season, and he allowed two home runs in that ballgame. A grand slam from Andy Yerzy, his first career grand slam, and a two-run home run from Drew Stankiewicz. Seven runs offensively from Amarillo. The big damage came in the bottom third of the order as everyone in the bottom third collected all the RBIs in D'Alessandro, Yerzy, and Stankiewicz. And so this is an offense that has been extremely productive throughout their lineup, especially near the top of the order with Corbin Carroll, who's been one of the best players in the Texas League all season long. Carroll, 13 home runs, is second in the Texas League. He's also fifth in OPS with a 1,062 on-base plus slugging. So overall, this is an offense that is extremely capable of putting up a ton of runs, and having the bottom third do up all that damage yesterday is certainly indicative of their depth on the offensive side. Cole Reagans has been the best pitcher all season long for the Rough Riders. His ERA of 3.20 in the Texas League in strikeouts, batting average against, and whip. He's one of those guys who the Rough Riders have turned to late in series usually to try and either pick up a series split or a series win. Today it's in game two of the series that he'll try to turn things around and snap a three-game skid as Amarillo in their pointy boots uniforms take the field out in front of us. It's their Copa de la Diversión, a very brightly colored blue and turquoise. The blue is on the chest and the sleeves are a turquoise with the blue cap and a pink brim. And a decent crowd here for a Wiener Wednesday in Amarillo. We're expecting good crowds this weekend here at Hodgetown, named after the former mayor here in Amarillo. They're out on the field and we are ready to go for baseball. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles, the AA affiliates of the Rangers and Diamondbacks, getting set for game two of this series. It's national anthem time. We'll step away, return with the play-by-play of today's game right around the corner here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquitoes suppress mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Check swing and a miss. He got him.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut on and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
The Frisco Rough Riders look to snap a three-game losing streak here against the Amarillo Sod Poodles from Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley alongside you, and very happy to have you along wherever you may be listening on what is a beautiful Wednesday for baseball in Amarillo, Texas. The Rough Riders falling last night 7-4, and today they turn to Cole Reagans, who's been one of the best arms on the team all season long. And they face a pretty good one on the other side as well in Slade Ciccone, the 22-year-old number 10 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, former first-round selection out of Miami. The 6'4", 220-pounder will face Johnny Ornelas to start things off. A right-hander against a right-hander. For the Rough Riders, it's Ornelas, Foscue, and Harris at the top third of the lineup card. And we are set to go for baseball here in Amarillo. Ciccone, right-hander, shoulders square to the third base dugout, back into his wind, and away we go. It's a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 0-1. Ornelas, the rider, but it could have been 2-for-5. He was absolutely robbed by the second baseman, Stankiewicz. 0-1 pitch on the way. Low off the outside corner in the dirt. Count goes to 1-1. It was a line drive back up the middle that Stankiewicz took two steps, dove off to his right, and made the catch. And Johnny was so frustrated talking to him today. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. And those will happen to anybody, of course, but they just haven't been happening to Johnny Ornelas very often. 66 hits for Ornelas this season, most in the Texas League, third in all of minor league baseball. He has been picking up hits like a madman this year. 2-1. He swings, grounds it, out to the shortstop, Alexander, who comes up, picks, throws on the run to first, and gets him. One away. Justin Foscue makes his way to the plate now. No score, just on our way top of the first inning. Ornelas entered into this game hitting .338, fourth best average in the Texas League. Welcome back, Justin Foscue. He's in from the right side, just activated off the IL today. First offering his way. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. And the count goes to 0-1. Foscue hitting .288 on the season, 3 homers, 19 RBIs. He's been a double machine this year. 13 doubles and over 900 OPS. The pitch. Grounder foul back behind home, and it's 0-2 quickly. Foscue living up to his prospect status, the number 5 prospect in the Rangers organization. And boy, has he looked really good this year. When he came up here to Frisco last season, towards the end of the season, he struggled, but he has been very good this year. The pitch. Check swing on a breaking ball low and away. 1-2. It is only 2 home runs he hit with the Rough Riders all of last season here in this ballpark in the final game, or final series, I should say, of the season. Here's the 1-2. Boskew sends it Barossa back to the warning track. He's at the wall, and he makes the catch. Boskew just barely missed it. And as soon as it was caught, Boskew looked back at the Riders' dugout with a wry smile on his face. 2 outs. A deep fly out to the warning track in left center, and that brings Dustin Harris to the plate. Boskew was really looking forward to playing here once again. Only 2 home runs in the season. First pitch to Harris. Misses low, and it's 1-0. 2 outs, bases clear, bottom half of the first inning. Slade Ciccone looks in. He has his sign. And the right-hander offers in. That hums inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Ciccone, a 2-2 record this year, a 5-1-0 ERA. The right-hander has been pretty good over his last few starts, though. 2-0 toss. Grounded foul back behind home. 2-1 on the Riders' DH, Harris. Still just 22 years old. Ciccone, over his last 4 games, has his only 2 quality starts he's recorded on the season. A 3.27 ERA over those last 4 starts. 2-1. That misses low of the zone to Harris, and it's now 3-1. For Ciccone, biggest problem has been giving up a fair amount of base hits, but as every pitcher struggles in this ballpark, it's been the home run ball. 3-1. Harris swings, skies it high and deep out to right center field. Carroll back to the warning track. He's at the wall. It's Barossa who makes the catch at the wall, and this side comes to a close. 2 deep flyouts for the Rough Riders here in the first inning. Right at the wall, 1 in left center, 1 in right center. And Cole Reagans takes to the mound in a scoreless game when we come back for the bottom of the first inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
With quality in it.
This is my Whataburger with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole Reagans fires in a first pitch strike with a 91-mile-an-hour cutter on the inside corner to Corbin Carroll, and it's 0-1. Reagans back into his windup once again in the 0-1 pitch. That one settles just outside, and the count goes to 1-1. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles scoreless in the bottom of the first. Reagans peels back in the 1-1. Low and away to Carroll, and it's 2-1. Corbin Carroll, Jorge Barossa, Eduardo Diaz, the 3 due up for the Sod Poodles here in the first. Reagan squares his shoulders towards home, winds and deals. Grounded foul back behind home. 2-2 on the number one prospect for the Diamondbacks organization, Corbin Carroll. 1-2 with a double and a couple walks in yesterday's game in the opener. Grounder, first base side, backhanded by Krim. Reagan's going over to cover, low throw, and Reagan's can't handle it. Carroll can absolutely fly, and he beats it out. An infield single for Corbin Carroll to lead off the ball game. It was a ground ball to the right side that Krim went way off the bag to grab. Because it was a slow chopper, Foscue, the second baseman, might have been able to get there, though it's tough to tell from our angle. But Reagan's as a left-hander falling off to the third base side of the mound, and Carroll can burn. And Reagan's a little bit late getting over there, and Krim a long underhand throw. They couldn't connect. So Carroll at first. Here's the first pitch to Barossa. He bunts foul back behind home. And it's 0-1. Seven runs on the offensive side for the Sod Poodles last night, six of them coming on the long ball. Grand slam and a two-run home run. Reagan's ready from the stretch. Looks over towards first at Carroll and pitches. A swing and a miss and a good slider down low and inside. And the count to no balls and two strikes on Barossa. A couple 21-year-olds at the top of the lineup card for Amarillo in Carroll and Barossa. Right-hander at the plate, the lefty deals. This is low and away with a change, and it's now two balls, make it one ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders look like this defensively behind Reagan's today. J.P. Martinez in left, Josh Stowers in center, and Kellen Strom is out in right field. 1-2. A fly ball out to left field. This one drives Martinez back to the warning track. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Carroll retreats back to first. One away, and Eduardo Diaz stands in. No score, bottom half of the first inning. Runner aboard. Now one out. Any ball that goes in the air here in this ballpark, you have to wonder, does it have enough to get out? You've already seen three fly ball outs to at least the warning track. First pitch home to Diaz. He cuts and misses on a pitch down low and inside. 0-1. Diaz 0-4 in the opener yesterday. 59 OPS this year. Six home runs. Reagan's ready from the stretch. He delivers it. Swing and a miss. Good pitch down low and inside on the changeup, and it's 0-2. Finish up that Riders defense for you. Along the infield, Trey Hare at third. Johnny Ornelas, the shortstop. Justin Foscue at second, and Blaine Krim plays first. Jordan Procession stands and now squats back behind home. The pitch is grounded up the middle. Foscue has it at second. Flicks to Ornelas at second for one. On to first. Got him, double play. And the Rough Riders turn it to get out of the first inning. 4-6-3. Rough Riders turn the twin killing. And we are done in the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. To the top of the second inning. Middle third due up for the Rough Riders in a scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Their team has produced a run through one inning of play. To the top of the second we go. Middle third for the Rough Riders in Blaine Krim, J.P. Martinez, and Kellen Strong. First pitch to Krim. Finds the outside corner with a slider, and it's 0-1. Krim 1-for-5 in the opener yesterday, hitting .293, 10 homers, 35 knocked in this year. 0-1. Swinging a little nubber off the end of the bat, foul right at the plate, and it's 0-2. Grimm, very familiar with this ballpark, having played with the Rough Riders from the beginning of August into September last year, playing some very key games here. Here's the rock back from Ciccone. And he delivers in the 0-2. Breaking ball down in the dirt. They appeal, and he went around. Grimm strikes out on three pitches to start things in the second. One away, and J.P. Martinez climbs in for Frisco. No score in the second. Grimm was among one of the guys who was very vocal about this ballpark and its offensive tendencies, not only on the way out here from Wichita, but all during that Wichita series as well. Telling the guys almost the mythic qualities, the pitch. Martinez takes letter high for a strike, and it's 0-1. Fastball at 94 from Ciccone. Rough Riders were tamped down by the starter in yesterday's ballgame, Blake Walston. The offering just flutters outside on a slider, and it's 1-1. And Krim said yesterday's starter, Walston, and today's starter, Ciccone, are very similar. 1-1 pitch. A chopper off the plate out towards the middle of the diamond. The shortstop, Alexander, has it. Quick throw on to first, and it's in time to get Martinez. Five up, five down for Ciccone, and that brings Kellen Strom to the plate. The reason those two are very similar is not necessarily big stuff guys. They're big command guys. Here's the wind back, and the pitch to Strom. On the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. And we saw that with Walston yesterday, just four strikeouts over his six innings. He was pitching to contact very well. Grimm was saying, this guy's similar. If he pitches to contact, he's going to be very good. The offering slips low and away to Strom, and it's 1-1. And so far, five batters, one strikeout, two fly ball outs, and two ground outs. He delivers in the 1-1. Strom out in front, swinging a miss. Breaking ball from Ciccone, and it's 1-2. Wind blowing in from right field. That'll take down the offensive tendencies of this park just a little bit. Ciccone looks over the top of his glove. He's back into his wind, and the 1-2 to Strom. Fouled away. Right back behind home, it's still 1-2. Rough Riders out hitting their opponents in each of their last three games, all of which have been defeats. A three-game losing streak for Frisco. 1-2 again. Breaking ball just outside. A lot of flinching all around the diamond towards the dugout, thinking it was strike three. Strom back in there from the right side. Ciccone has his sign. The right-hander winds back in the 2-2. A little flare into right field, right at Carroll coming in. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close for the Rough Riders in 1-2-3 fashion for the second consecutive inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom two coming up. Nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.
Truck him out, Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We'll be right back.
Bottom half of the second inning in Hodgetown here in Amarillo, Texas. No score between the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. Cole Reagan's back to work after facing the minimum in the first. First pitch to Leandro Cedeno is popped high in the air, right side, foul territory, and that one gets out of play over our heads. It's 0-1. Cedeno, Forbes, and Alexander, the 3-2 up in the middle third of the order. Wind back in the offering in. A swing and a miss and a good change low and away, and it's 0-2. Cedeno tied for fifth in the league with 11 home runs. A lot of power from the right side. Dangerous man in the cleanup spot. Reagans looks over the top of his glove at him. He's ahead 0-2, winds back and offers home. Swing and a foul off Procession, the Riders catcher. And it's still no balls and two strikes. Outside of the home runs, he's also hitting .293 with 33 knocked in. Really good season over. Reagans peers in, and Procession divvies out the signs. 0-2 on the way. Bounces down there in the dirt, way out in front of home plate. This on a curveball. One ball and two strikes. What a season for Cole Reagan so far. A majority of his damage has been done at home rather than on the road this year. He's back into his wind in the 1-2 pitch. Grounded first base side and foul. Still one ball and two strikes. His season making his 10th start on the year, a 3.20 ERA. That's good for 6th in the Texas League. Over 45 innings, he's whiffed 56 and walked just 18. Opponents hitting .229 against him this year. The 1-2. Cut on and missed, strike three. Got him down low and inside with the cutter. Cole Reagans picks up strikeout number one on the night. And Tyquan Forbes makes his way to the plate. Reagans has been working with that cutter this year. He was fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup last year. But he's worked that cutter in this year. Still has the slider, just doesn't use it as much. Pitches swing and a miss and a down low inside offering, and it's 0-1. Reagans has been deadly with that changeup. A lot of people think it's the best pitch on the team. Here's the 0-1. Down low in the dirt off the outside corner, and Procession picks it, holds it there for a second for Jake Bruner, the home plate umpire, and that's not going to work. One ball and one strike. Bruner has balls and strikes behind the plate. Here's the wind back and the 1-1. A flare foul right side. And it's now one ball and two strikes. Alex Nash, our third base umpire, Ben Ingstrand is down the first base side. Our three-man Texas League umpiring crew. Reagans rocks back and the 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside with the cutter. Another beautiful pitch for Cole Reagans. Two up, two down here in the second. Bolts his way in. Alexander, right-handed batter. Working on a 15-game on-base streak. The pitch home. It's fouled away. Off to the right side. It's 0-1. 2-for-4 in yesterday's ball game. He's hitting .309 on the season. Rough Riders one game out of first place for the first time all year. They held first place wire-to-wire last year and wire to this point this year. The pitch is just off the outside corner with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. San Antonio in the lead in the South right now. The 1-1. Alexander takes just off the outside corner with a cutter. Two balls and one strike. Rough Riders trying to climb their way back into the playoffs with 17 games remaining in the first half. 2-1, a check swing and a miss on a pitch off the outside corner and low. That was on the fastball, and it's now two balls, two strikes. Reagans has been working all his pitches in there so far here through the first two innings. Only one hit, an infield hit to Corbin Carroll. Looks over his glove, winds back, and the 2-2 pitch on the way. Off the outside corner, misses. Change up, and it's now three balls, two strikes. Reagan's getting ready to offer in his 28th pitch of the evening. Here she comes. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside with the cutter again. Cole Reagan strikes out the side in order. in the second. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top three coming up. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
No score in this ball game yet as we go to the top of the third inning, and Trey Harris starts it off for Frisco. Here's the wind back from Slade Ciccone, and he offers home. That one catches the bottom of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-1. What a day for Trey Hare yesterday. He's back in the seventh spot in the order. Here's the wind back by the right-hander and the 0-1 pitch. A high pop-up foul back behind home. Count goes to 0-2. Hare went 2-for-3, reaching four times, two walks, a double, and a solo home run the opposite way. Off of bar 352 beyond left field. That's 352 feet out in that direction. The pitch. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Down low and inside, Trey Hare strikes out. Second strikeout for Ciccone, both on three pitches. Josh Stowers makes his way to the plate now. Nothing, nothing. Top half of the third inning. Bases clear, one out. Stowers looking for a bounce back game after yesterday's goal back in the offering in. Check swing and a miss. Fastball off the outside corner, 0-1. This is a team that hasn't struck out an extraordinarily high amount this year. That's the first golden sombrero on the season. Here's the 0-1. Fouled back. And it's 0-2. Came in game number 52 of the season. It's a really good testament to this team overall and their hitting ability. Bound to happen at some point, though, in today's game. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a high fastball. Stowers strikes out. Two down, and Jordan Procession makes his way to the plate. Three strikeouts for Ciccone. He has retired the first eight he's seen in the ballgame. Jordan Procession certainly did not mince his words talking to him about the Sod Poodles earlier today. Here's the wind back and the first pitch. Procession takes a little bit inside. It's, a late strike call. Nope, it was inside. One ball and no strikes. Procession was part of the Tulsa Drillers team in 2019 that lost to these Sod Poodles in the championship game. The pitch is lined out to second on one hop. Stankiewicz makes a backhanded play, throws on the first, and retires the Riders catcher for the final out of the third. We'll get you more on that story next time that Jordan comes up. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders have been retired 9 in a row to begin the game, and we go to the home half of the third. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something.
that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean. Decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom half of the third inning, and no runs on the board yet between these two teams. Cole Reagans faces the bottom third of the order. He winds back and offers home to Nick D'Alessandro, who puts it out in play. Out to shortstop. Easy play, Johnny Ornelas. Two shuffles to his left. He vacuums it up, throws him out at first, and there's one away. One pitch, one out here in the third, and Andy Yerzy, the first baseman, makes his way in. Only one hit combined between the two clubs. It's the only base runner as well. It's Corbin Carroll, a single in the first on the infield of the first baseman, Blaine Krim. He's then eliminated in a double play, so both pitchers have faced at least the minimum, with Slade Ciccone retiring all nine he's seen. First pitch to Yerzy. Off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Yerzy, the first baseman today. A grand slam in yesterday's second inning. 1-0. Low of the zone, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Yerzy's first career grand slam. Former second-round pick. Hitting his fifth home run of the year. 2-0 toss. He takes high and outside, missing with the cutter, and it's three balls and no strikes. Yerzy playing at first base in back-to-back balls. Guys who will catch on this roster. Three balls, no strikes. The offering is on the outside corner at the knees of the fastball for a strike. 3-1. Pull side shift on the infield for the Riders for the left-handed batter. 3-1. Outside, ball four. First walk delivered by Cole Reagans. Second base runner today for Amarillo. And Drew Stankiewicz makes his way to the plate. Nine-hole hitter who hit a two-run home run yesterday. Stankiewicz, switch hitter, 28 years old, native of Columbus, Ohio, signed as a free agent in the offseason this last year. Slight stoppage of play, we're back and going. Reagans working from the stretch for the second time today. He pitches. A swing and a miss and a low fastball, and it's 0-1. Reagans this season has been more susceptible against left-handed batters than he has against righties. That's because of that deadly changeup. Here's the left-hander's pitch. Foul ball back behind home as Stankiewicz reached down and on one leg golfed it back behind home. 0-2. Reagans has so often gone to that changeup, especially with two strikes, especially against right-handers. And as procession stepped before the ballgame, the Riders' catcher, the pitch, fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes, this time with the fastball. He said, guys know it's coming, and they still can't hit it. That's how much fade it has to the arm side against right-handers. It goes away from them. And when you have 95 in your back pocket, it's a little extra for them to think about because that changeup is a good 15 miles an hour slower than his fastball. 0-2. A little check swing, fly ball into center. Josh Stowers comes in. He makes the catch. Good changeup off the outside corner by Reagans. Two away, runner at first base, no score. Top of the order, Corbin Carroll makes his way in. Carroll An infield single back in the first, still the only hit between these two teams. Left-handed batter against left-handed pitcher. Here's the stretch, and the offering in. Curveball down in the dirt off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Mentioned that right-handers have had less success than the lefty-lefty. Lefties have an OPS 100 points better than right-handers do. Pitch home. Carroll swings, hits it foul off the end of the bat, squibbing towards his own dugout on the third base side. The changeup off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Carroll, one of the most dangerous hitters in the Texas League, especially here in this building. Reagans offers in. Fastball fouled back. Reagans ahead, 1-2. Carroll's batting average almost 100 points higher here at home than it is on the road. His OPS a ridiculous 400 points better at home than it is on the road. Reagans 1-2. He swings, grounds it foul, right side. Still one ball, two strikes. Rough Rider is playing to pull for the left-handed batter. Reagan's pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Cole Reagans picks up another strikeout on the cutter. Well off the outer edge. Four strikeouts through three shutout innings for the Riders left-hander. No runs, hits, errors, runner left on. We go to the top of the fourth. We're scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olson, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the order for the Rough Riders in the fourth inning. No score. Slade Ciccone back into his windup. First pitch to Ornelas. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Slade Ciccone has retired all nine he's seen. Playing the top of the fourth inning. Only one hit combined between the two. Good old-fashioned pitcher's duel. The 0-1. Ornelas skies it high in the air and foul right side. 0-2. Ciccone has worked ahead with incredible consistency. He has only fired first pitch balls to two out of the 10 that he's seen so far today. He's back into his wind in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. The curve. Johnny Ornelas strikes out. Four strikeouts for Ciccone, and there's one away. Justin Foscue makes his way to the plate. Foscue flew out to center field his first time up, all the way to the wall in left center. First pitch, he fouls it back. 0-1. Rough Riders have been getting a lot of hits over the last few games. 11 hits last night, 9 on Sunday, 15 the day before. The pitch is cut on and missed on a good slider off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. They just have not been able to pick up enough runs. And they've been stranding a ton of base runners on the bases. Have you heard our chat with Eric Dorton, the Riders hitting coach before today's game, who's talking about how those hits just haven't come in the right places. 0-2. Moscow takes low and away, and it's one ball, two strikes. Over their last seven games, the Rough Riders are leaving an average of 9.7 runs or runners per game on the base paths. Here's the look in by the right-hander. A long look in. He finally nods yes in the 1-2. Low and away. Foscue takes 2-2. The biggest thing for the Rough Riders is to get those runners in. Well, I guess biggest thing today is to get a runner aboard. Haven't had a base runner yet here in the fourth. 2-2. Swing and a miss and a curveball. Left it hanging, and Foscue was way out in front. Down on one knee. Couldn't stay back. Fifth strikeout for Slade Ciccone. Two outs and Dustin Harris hits. Ciccone, the University of Miami product, was thought to be a first rounder out of high school, but he ran into some big injury problems and couldn't pitch his senior year. He only hit the offering on the bottom of the zone, the first pitch changeup. Ciccone was so good as a junior, he was one of two underclassmen invited to pitch in the Under Armour All-America game at Wrigley Field after his junior year of high school in Florida. The pitch, just low, and it's one ball and one strike. And that injury caused him to be a hitter only his senior year. He was still drafted in the 38th round by the Orioles, but chose to forego that and go to Miami. Here's the wind back in the 1-1. This is low and inside. It's two balls and one strike. Pitched well in 2019 for his freshman year and then was a preseason All-American heading into the season in 2020, which was, of course, cut short due to the pandemic. The pitch is grounded foul, first base side. It's two balls, two strikes on Harris. Two outs, bases clear, no score. And he pitched well enough to become a first-round pick in the competitive balance round. Taken by the Diamondbacks. Here's the wind back in the 2-2. Harris takes high and outside. It's now full at three balls, two strikes. For him, it's been a lot of injuries over the course of his career. Wiped out most of his season last year. Ciccone just made 12 starts last season. The pitch. A high pop of foul left side. It's still three balls, two strikes. A wrist injury didn't allow him to start the season. And then an elbow injury ended his season early on with the Hillsboro Hawks. He winds back and delivers in the payoff to Harris. A high fly ball out to center field. Barossa back, he's under it. Into left center, and he makes the catch. Side comes to a close in order once again here in the fourth. It's 12 up, 12 down for Slade Ciccone. We go into the home half of the fourth inning. We're scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa. And pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties, or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited-time Pico de Gallo burger and new Pico de Gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole Reagans pours in a first pitch curveball for a strike at the top of the zone to Jorge Barrosa. It's 0-1. Here's the next offering. Grounded softly third base side. Cole off the mound. He fields. Crow hops, throws into first, and gets Barrosa, the center fielder, for the first down here in the fourth inning. Two pitches in, he collects the first down of the fourth, and Eduardo Diaz makes his way in. Just one over the minimum through three and a third now for Reagans, and 45 pitches to do so. He has been efficient. He has been on point. He has four strikeouts. And here's Eduardo Diaz. One back in the offering. One fits right on the outside corner, belt high. It's 0-1. Let's go. No score here in the bottom half of the fourth. 0-1. Sizzles high with a fastball. One ball and one strike. Fastball has run up as fast as 95 today for Reagans. He rocks in the 1-1 toss. Grounded at the plate, foul. Good cutter down low and inside. One ball, two strikes. Diaz grounded into a double play back in the first inning. Reagans peers over the top of his glove, confidently rocks back and deals in the 1-2. It's down in the dirt. Miss with the changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Diaz now 0 for 5 to start the series as the three-hole hitter. Infield plays back. Reagan's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Changeup off the outside corner, and Reagans picks up strikeout number 5. Cole Reagans with 5 whiffs through 3 and 2-thirds innings. Leandro Cedeno makes his way to the plate now. He entered today tied for 4th in strikeouts in the Texas League with 56. First pitch to the right-handed batter, simmers inside, and it's 1 ball, no strikes. And he has been racking him up today. 1-0 pitch. Just low. Change up off the outside edge. Recession tried to yank it right back onto the outside corner. Couldn't get the call from Jake Bruner, and it's 2-0. Big open stance for the right-handed batter. 2-0 pitch. Cut and a miss on a good cutter down low and inside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Even when he's behind in the count, Reagan's still attacking the batters. 2-1. Soft grounder foul off the fist, right side. And once again, he's had a 2-strike count at 2-2. He looks in for his sign. And he readies the 12th pitch of the inning. He's back into his windup, and here she comes. He got him swinging. Fastball off the 6th strikekout. And it's 4 shutout innings for Reagans. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We need to find a run somewhere. No score as we go to the top of the 5th inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the 5th started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the fifth inning. Somebody's got to score eventually here in this ballgame. Blaine Krim leads it off for Frisco. 12 up, 12 down for Slade Ciccone, the right-hander for Amarillo. And he faces the middle third. First pitch. A breaking ball hammered out to left field. Diaz going back to the wall. Leaps up, makes the catch. What a great play by Eduardo Diaz, and a ball that was rocketed to left off the bat of Blaine Krim. It's a very tall wall out there in left field, so not even close to a home run, but extra bases taken away from Blaine Krim on a really nice leaping catch by Eduardo Diaz. It's the first out of the fifth. Here's J.P. Martinez, left-handed batter. Here's the righty's pitch. Inside, it's one ball and no strikes. 13 up, 13 down now for Ciccone. He looks over his glove. He's back into his windup and offers in. Ground ball right back to the hill. It hits Ciccone on the back and deadens down in front of home. Martinez easily makes it to first on an infield single. So there's the first hit for the Rough Riders. It comes here in the fifth. On a ground ball, one hopper right back to Ciccone. He turned around to try to avoid it. It hit him dead in the back. And he says he's all right, but here comes the training staff. Damon Real is out of the dugout, and he's going to check and just make sure he's all right. An infield single for J.P. Martinez, and maybe that'll ignite the Rough Riders offensively. And he sends him right back to the dugout. He says he's fine. He's smiling up there on the mound. That brings the red-hot Kellen Strom to the plate. Rough Riders trying to find some damage here against the right-hander. Strom harmlessly flew out to right field his first time up, but he has been on fire. Strom hitting .500 over his last nine games with an on-base percentage of .613. He's walked seven times and struck out just once over that stretch. The pitch. He bunts, pops it up back behind home. The catcher, D'Alessandro, back to the warning track. He makes the catch. There are two outs. Sandpoodle's catch a break there. That ball looked like it was destined for the netting. Alessandro just made the catch in front of his own dugout on the left side. And Trey Hare stands in now with two outs right top of the fifth inning, each team with just one hit. Ciccone looks in for his sign. He's got it. From the stretch, he fires in. Martinez takes off, pitches outside, throw to second, not in time, skips into center. Martinez up, he's on his way to third. Barossa will just put it in his pocket, no throw. So Martinez swipes his 19th bag of the year. That's good for third in the Texas League. And he moves on down to third base on the throwing error by D'Alessandro. First error of the season, or first error of the series, I should say, for the Sod Poodles. Martinez 90 feet away now. One ball, no strikes on Trey Hare. Here's the set by the right-hander. And the offering in is high off the outside corner, and it's now two balls and no strikes. Hare a strikeout on three pitches. His last time up, Martinez takes his lead. 2-0 toss, swing and a miss. Hare out in front. On an off-speed toss down low and inside. Two balls, one strike. Took the Rough Riders a while last night to find the scoreboard as well, not scoring till the seventh. Pitch home. Error hits it foul back behind home plate, out of the ballpark. And count now to two balls, two strikes. Second game of this six-game series here in Frisco. Or I should say, here in Amarillo for Frisco. Here's the 2-2 to Hare. Curveball whacked in the air, deep down the right field line, into the corner, just foul. Not foul by more than 5 feet off the side railing, just to the right of the foul pole. Still two balls, two strikes. Hare homered the opposite way yesterday. He nearly cashed in on a two-run home run down the right field line. Home runs this season. He has two on the road trip. 2-2. Foul away, left side. Still two balls and two strikes. Martinez at third base. It's the longest plate appearance against Ciccone so far. This will be the seventh pitch. Offering into Hare. He hits it foul out of play left side, and we'll try an eighth pitch. We continue to see a longer at-bat against Ciccone. Trey Hare has been doing that all season long. Had a really strong year, a 780 OPS. With seven home runs. Open stance left side. Offering it. Inside. Three balls, two strikes. Great plate appearance by Trey Hare. Josh Stowers on deck. Right-hander from the stretch. He offers home. A fly ball out to left field. Down the line. Long run. Diaz back to the warning track. Looking up. It's gone! Trey Hare with a two-run opposite field home run down the line. And the Rough Riders are on the scoreboard. Frisco leads 2-0. Trey Hare with his eighth home run of the season. The opposite way down the line. It's just 325, and he just got enough of it to let it sail out of the ballpark. Frisco is getting no hit coming into this frame. Two hits, including a two-run home run, and Josh Stowers climbs in now. Ciccone offers home. Fouled straight back. An elevated fastball on its 0-1. Though Trey Hare with home runs in back-to-back ball games, eight home runs on the season, now 20. Wonderful year on the offensive side. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, low and away. Ball and a strike to Stowers. Trey Hare picking on the opposite field here in Amarillo. 1-1. A strike across the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. And normally we'd say two runs, obviously not a lot, but with the way Cole Reagans is throwing, it seems like a lot. Well, this is a very different ballpark. You have to be aware of that. 1-2 home. Fouled back into the glove of D'Alessandro. Stowers down on strikes. It's the sixth strikeout for Slade Ciccone. But the Rough Riders get to him. Two runs on two hits, an error, and nobody left on base. Rough Riders with a two-run home run by Trey Hare. They lead 2-0 as we go to the home half of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly game. Kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call. This one's over.
Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Tyquan Forbes. Cut on and missed, and a good offering down low and inside. And Cole Reagans is ahead 0-1. The next pitch slims inside, and it's one ball and one strike. 2-0 Frisco as we go to the home half of the fifth inning here in Amarillo. A Trey Hare two-run home run providing the offense. The pitch is grounded third base side. Hare cuts it off on the forehand. Pirouettes throws high on the first. Krim leaves the bag and then comes back down on the bag. It looked like it was in time. First base umpire Ben Engstrand said he was off the bag and Forbes is safe. And now Jared Gettert is going to ask if he came down on the bag not in time or if he was saying he was off the first base bag. And Engstrand saying he was off the bag, and so Jared Gettert is going to come down. Oh, it looked like he was going to go talk to home plate umpire Jake Bruner to see if he could give another opinion, though he's going back to the dugout. And it's a hit for Tyquan Forbes, first hit since the first batter of the game for Amarillo. Blaze Alexander makes his way to the plate now, and the first pitch his way. It's just a bit inside with the cutter, and it's one ball and no strikes. So Tyquan Forbes with a hit. Again, that first hit since Corbin Carroll with the infield single. Both hits have now been infield hits for Amarillo. Reagans holds and deals. Alexander lines it to short. Ornelas makes the catch. Throw to first. Not in time. Nearly doubled him off. Forbes safe at first base. One out. Another close play at first base. Forbes gets a little dirt in his belt. He unbuckles it and avoids the wardrobe malfunction. He's good to go. 2-0 Rough Riders here in the home half of the fifth. One out, runner at first for Nick D'Alessandro. At base hit, snapping a string of five in a row, retired by Reagans. First pitch is fouled off of Procession's glove, and it's 0-1. D'Alessandro ground out to short his first time up. Reagans has been dynamite in this game so far. Six strikeouts through 4 1/3. A long hold in the 0-1. Forbes takes off, a swing and a ground ball to short. Ornelas has it. No chance at second base. He just slings it on to first and gets D'Alessandro. Two outs, and by putting the game in motion, Amarillo stays out of the double play. That brings Andy Yerzy to the plate. 2-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the fifth. Forbes hadn't been running on the play. It would have been an easy double play. Instead, it's Andy Yerzy, who has plenty of power. Pull side shift for the left-handed batter, and Reagans steps off. Wipes off some sweat with his jersey. Retoes the rubber, looking in for his sign at his catcher Procession. Pitch home. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Jersey walked back in the third. Still the only free pass issued by Reagans. And has been one of his lone Achilles heels so far this season, as sometimes he'll lose command. He offers in. Down low. Two balls, no strikes. Reagans has only had one start this year where he didn't walk at least two. That was his first start of the season against Arkansas. He went on a string of five starts in a row where he walked two. And then he has one start this year where he's walked three. Looks back towards second, fires in. That one fits on the outside corner. Not thigh high. Yerzy, the former second round selection. Part of this Amarillo squad last year. 2-1. Low and outside, three balls, one strike. Jersey, a Canada native. Reagan's ready from the stretch. Forbes takes his lead from second. 3-1 on the way. Grounded foul, first base side. Jersey way out in front. 3-2. Reagan's facing his first real threat of the day so far. It's the first time that a runner has reached scoring position against the left-hander. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. Comes set. He issues in the 3-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Cutter right on the edge. And it's the seventh strikeout for Cole Reagans. And the first looking. No runs on a hit. No errors. And one runner left on base. Riders carry their 2-0 advantage to the top of the sixth. the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe's provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jordan Procession starts it off for the Rough Riders, 9-1-2 in the top of the sixth. First pitch, Procession skies it high in the air, deep down the left field line. Diaz at the warning track in the corner makes the catch. There's about a foot of foul territory down the left field line, and that's exactly where Procession fit that fly ball. And Diaz in the corner made the grab. One out for Johnny Ornelas, top of the Rough Riders order. He's 0 for 2 today with a ground out and a strikeout. Rough Riders lead 2-0, top of the sixth inning. Two-run home run by Trey Hare, providing all the offense. First pitch to Ornelas. One catches the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Two runs, two hits, no errors for Frisco. No runs, two hits, one error for Amarillo. 0-1. A ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Stankiewicz, backhands from behind the second base bag, throws backhanded onto first base and gets Ornelas. Two up, two down here in the sixth on three pitches. Slade Ciccone trying to settle into his form that he was in over his first four innings of work when he went 12 up, 12 down against Frisco. Only two hits. Infield single, J.P. Martinez. Two-run home run, Trey Hare. First pitch to Foscue. He fouls it back. 0-1. Foscue flat out to the warning track in left center field his first time up. Struck out his second. Six strikeouts for Ciccone. 0-1. Foul ball off the end of the bat back behind home, and it's 0-2. Foscue was so looking forward to come to this ballpark. He said, feels like he's been hitting the ball really hard all season long. He just doesn't have the power numbers to show for it. Only two home runs, make it three home runs this year. 0-2. He pops it sky high, right side, foul territory, out of play. Still 0-2. And he knows this ballpark from having played in it last year. The ball can fly. He said, get me to Amarillo. Need some of these fly balls and doubles to turn into home runs. 0-2 pitch. Curveball in the dirt off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders with a home run in each of the first two games so far, both off the bat of Trey Hare. Ciccone looks over the top of his glove. Right-hander back into his wind, and the 1-2 pitch. Off the outside corner in the dirt. Foscue now sees a two-ball, two-strike count to him. Rough Riders finishing up a 12-game road trip with this game, or I should say with this series here in Amarillo. 2-2 pitch on the way to Foscue.
Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. And there's out number three. So after the home run, four straight retired, including his sixth and seventh strikeouts for Slade Ciccone. And no runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base in the sixth for the Riders. On to the Sod Poodles side of the sixth inning. Riders lead 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs limited time. When you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olson, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole Reagan's ready to go for the bottom of the sixth inning. He winds back and deals home. It's just off the outside corner and low. One ball, no strikes to Drew Stankiewicz, the nine-hole hitter. And we are underway in the Sod Poodles side of the sixth inning. 2-0 Frisco, 1-0. Way out in front, a changeup off the outside corner. And it's one ball and one strike. Cole Reagan's with seven strikeouts through five shutout innings. He's allowed just three total base runners. 1-1, fouled straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes. And this is Cole Reagan's for you. It's what we've seen all season long. He has been brilliant. One walk, two hits, and the seven strikeouts for Reagan's. Looks over the top of his glove. 1-2 pitch on the way. Line drive up the middle on a couple hops. Easy play first and gets him by a couple steps. One down here in the sixth inning, and that brings Corbin Carroll in the top of the lineup card up for the Sod Poodles. Third time through. 2-0, Frisco leads. Carroll 1-for-2 with an infield single. The Seattle, Washington native, former first-round pick. First pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back, takes just outside. One ball, no strikes. He can really run. A Lakeside School product, the pitch. Just off the outer edge. Two balls, no strikes. Pretty good alumni from Lakeside. Good high school, a private school out in the Seattle area. 2-0 pitch. Carroll takes low off the outside corner, 3-0. And a lot of times we look at alumni to see if there are any good athletic alumni. But you can't really beat what Lakeside has, and that's what they can do is they have some really good academia and some really good technology-based alumni. 3-0 is a strike on the outside corner, 3-1, and they probably have the best that you'll ever see. The 3-1, a chopper first base side, and it's now 3-2 as it rolls foul. Bill Gates went to Lakeside. You want to talk about your most famous alumni? Well, pretty hard to beat Bill Gates, co-founder of Microsoft. Reagan's a 3-2 count. Here's the wind back and the pitch on the way. Carroll lines it up the middle. Ornelas makes the catch at shortstop, ranging off to his right, two away. Nice play by Johnny Ornelas. Good first step to his right. Ball tailing away from him. He's able to glove it hip high. Two up, two down in the sixth. That's five straight retired by Reagan's. Third different time he's done that tonight. First pitch on the way to Barossa is on the outside corner with a changeup, and it's 0-1. Reagan's looks over the top of his glove as his sign, Wines and Deems. One ball and one strike. Reagan's ready to offer in pitch number 63, as he'll definitely go into the seventh in this game today. Offering home. Eye off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. The crazy thing is the Rough Riders used just two pitchers yesterday. Jack Leiter went five. Tim Brennan went three. The bullpen is really well rested. 2-1. Fouled back. An elevated change. Two balls, two strikes. And so as much as you want to see Reagan's go as deep as he can, and honestly at this point in the sixth inning with this kind of pitch count, I want to see some of those bullpen guys get work as well. 2-2. Just high and away. Three balls and two strikes. Reagan's offers in the 3-2. Strike three called. Got him on the upper edge of the outside corner with a change. And Cole Reagan's eight punchouts through his six innings of work. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Pure brilliance from Cole Reagan's tonight. 2-0 Frisco as we go to the top of the seventh here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-5.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Cole Reagan's has been showing off tonight. Six shutout innings with eight strikeouts. And the Rough Riders have put up two runs so far as we go into the top of the seventh. Dustin Harris leads it off in the first offering. A high fly ball out to left field. Diaz drifting back to the warning track. He's at the wall. That one's gone. Dustin Harris with an opposite field solo home run. His 10th of the season. And Frisco now leads 3-0. And if there was ever an Amarillo thank you very much home run, that was it. A fly ball deep down the left field line towards the 325-foot marker. And it just got out of here. Dustin Harris will take it. A solo home run the opposite way. Frisco has two home runs today, both opposite field blasts by lefties. And it's now 3-0. First pitch to Blaine Crim. He lines it into right field. That one's hit pretty well. Carroll back to the wall. He leaps and makes the catch. That one might not have gotten out, but Corbin Carroll with a brilliant athletic leaping catch to rob Blaine Crim of extra bases. That's the second time he's been robbed on a leaping catch of the warning track. What a grab by Carroll. JP Martinez stands in now. Zaccone winds and deals. Glove of D'Alessandro in its 0-1. Man, what can Blaine Crim do? He's hit the ball really hard twice. He's 0-3 today. 0-1 toss. Martinez takes high and outside. It's 1-1. Rough Riders lead 3-0. Two home runs today. 1-1 pitch on the way to Martinez. Fouled away, back behind home. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders with really a strength against strength matchup here in this ballpark. Most homer-friendly ballpark in the minors. Rough Riders, one of the best home run hitting teams in the league. 1-2. Curveball whacked in the air out to center field. Barossa drifting into left center field. Still on the run. Back to the warning track. Leaps up. Can't get it. It's off the wall. Martinez up to second. He cruises to third, and he's easily in there with a triple. J.P. Martinez getting it off the wall in left center field as Barossa leapt up in the air and went off of his glove. And down off to his left. J.P. Martinez triples. Runner at third, one out for Kellen Strom. For Martinez, that's his second triple of the year. First pitch to Strom. He takes a letter-high fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders with a home run and a triple here in this inning. And a line drive out to right field. It looks like Ciccone's become a little more susceptible. Three hard-hit balls in the seventh. 0-1 pitch. Strom grounds it up the middle, kicks off the mound, and scoots into center for a base hit. Martinez comes in to score, and Kellen Strom, an RBI single to make it 4-0 Frisco. Boy, it used the mound like a ramp, going straight up off it and vaulting into center field over Stanton. He was there to make a play if the ball didn't absolutely shoot skyward. And Kellen Strom, an RBI single. It's now 4-0 Frisco here in the seventh. That brings Trey Hare to the plate, who homered his last time up. A two-run shot. First pitch. Hare lines it up the middle. A nice sliding stop by Blaze Alexander on his second for one. And the throw on to first is in time for the double play. A 6-4-3 double play ends it here in the seventh. But the Rough Riders with a couple runs. Solo home run by Dustin Harris and an RBI single for Kellen Strom. Cole Reagan's back to the hill. We return 4-0 Riders. The bottom of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olson, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A little league.
Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The bottom half of the seventh inning, Cole Reagans deals the first pitch just a bit low to Eduardo Diaz. It's 1-0. Reagans back into his wind, and he offers a check swing foul out of the ballpark right side. It's 1-1. So into the seventh for the first time this season. Cole Reagans has been dealing tonight. It's 4-0 Frisco. He looks over the top of his glove, back into his wind in the 1-1. A check swing, strike on the outside corner, 1-2. Rough Riders for the first time today with action out in their bullpen as Chase Lee starts to loosen. Left-hander fires in, down low and inside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Good chance for Reagans to hopefully get a couple quick outs. And get through some time here in the seventh. Pitch in. Grounder, third base side. Hare backhanded stop. Jump throw to first. It pulls Krim off the bag. In foul territory, really tough play for Trey Hare. An infield single for Eduardo Diaz. And Leandro Cedeno makes his way in. Cole Reagans allows just his third hit tonight. All three have been infield singles. He's ready from the stretch. And the first pitch on the way to Cedeno will have to wait a throw over to first. Now, how about that? You talk about pitching in a ballpark where the ball flies. How do you make sure you don't give up any homers? You don't give up any balls to the outfield in general. Three infield singles, the lone damage against the left-hander so far today. He pitches home, a fly ball, right side, foul territory. That one ekes out of play, and it's 0-1. Eight strikeouts through six innings for Reagans. One double play behind him today. Rough Rider getting some late offense. Pitch home. On the outside corner, a called strike. Oh, what a pitch. Beautiful off-speed. Looked like the change right on the outside edge, and it's 0-2. Diaz leads from first. He has seven steals this year. Reagan's ready from the stretch. Peers over at him, and the left-hander pitches. Fly ball foul again, right side over our heads. It's still no balls, two strikes. Reagans, when he's been ahead, has been dynamite this year. Opponents hitting 190 against him when he's ahead 1-2 or 0-2 this year. He rocks in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside with the cutter. Strike three. One away in the seventh on the ninth strikeout by Cole Reagans, and that's going to end his night. Oh, his hands on his hips. He looks back to see his pitch count. He sees it's at 93 pitches. And begrudgingly, he will leave this game. One out in the seventh. Jared Gettert takes the ball from him. And what a brilliant outing it was. Cole Reagans, absolute dynamite. He gives way to Chase Lee. Rough Riders lead 4-0 as we will return to the seventh here in Amarillo after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three call, this one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, fans. Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some us for some great food and baseball, don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delicious.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch from Chase Lee is in there for a strike to Tyquan Forbes, and it's 0-1. It's the right-handed sidearm slinger who takes over for the lefty Cole Reagans. Lee from the stretch with a runner at first, the pitch. Just off the outside edge, misses, and it's 1-1. Eduardo Diaz singled. He's at first base. One out here in the seventh. 4-0 Frisco. Cole Reagans, nine strikeouts, a career high, 6 1/3 innings. Lee offers home. Forbes fouls it back. It's one ball and two strikes. Cole Reagan still responsible for the man at first base. But as it stands right now, 6 1/3, shutout innings, 9 strikeouts, 1 walk, just 3 hits, all infield singles. Lee stretches in the 1-2. Off the outside corner and low, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chase Lee has been one of the best relievers all season long for Frisco. 2-1-1 ERA entering this outing. He kicks home. Got him on the outside corner, strike 3. First strikeout for Chase Lee, 10th strikeout by Riders pitching, 2 outside edge of the beautiful pitch. That brings Blaze Alexander to the plate, 2 outs, runner at first. Riders a 4-0 lead. Former 6th round pick Chase Lee out of Alabama from this stretch, making his 19th appearance in the first offering just a bit high, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Lee 1-1 with a 2-1-1 ERA. Over 21 1/3 innings, 27 strikeouts to 7 walks. Opponents just hitting 149 against him. The pitch, a strike at the bottom of the zone with Diaz taking off. He swipes second. 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee steps off and makes his way back up to the hill. Alexander 0 for 2 today, a strikeout and a lineout in his 2 trips. Tough test here against Lee. He's ready from the stretch, and he pitches in. Slider outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Talk about it every time because it's applicable. Good thing Lee is facing a right-hander here. He has been nearly untouchable against right-handed batters. Lee delivers in. A high pop-up, right side and foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lee against righties this year. A 128 batting average against. Right-hander from the stretch. 2-2. High and outside. Miss with a fastball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at second. Alexander back in the back of the right-handed batter's box. Open stance, hands above his helmet. Lee the payoff. Low, ball 4. A rare walk from Chase Lee. Just the second right-hander he's walked all season. 2 aboard, 2 out. Nick D'Alessandro bats. Alessandro, a couple ground outs to short. He's 0 for 2. Right-hander against right-hander, the pinch. Swing and a miss and an elevated slider, and it's 0-1. And this is a perfect time for Lee to come in after Reagan's because it's a lineup full of righties. Wanted to get that righty-righty after they saw the lefty earlier. Lee's 0-1. Ground ball up the middle. Foskey, the second baseman, to his left. He's got it. Throw on to first, and he retires him. And that ends the night on Cole Reagan's as well. No runs on a hit, no errors, 2 left stranded. Chase Lee gets the last 2/3 of the inning. And Cole Reagan's day is done officially, a 6 1/3 shutout. Top 8 coming up. Rough Riders out in front, 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike 3 call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate the field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Josh Storrs is chopped to the left side. Alexander, the shortstop, backhands, throws on the first and gets him. And one pitch, one out for Slade Ciccone, the starter, who's still out there as we go to the top of the eighth inning. Jordan Procession makes his way to the plate now. And that is now a career high. Seven and a third innings for Slade Ciccone. Seven innings tied a career high for him. Third time he'd done it. The pitch home. Procession hits a high fly ball to right center. Carroll going back. He's just shy of the warning track. Called off by the center fielder Barroso, who makes the catch. Two outs. And the big reason he's been able to go so deep in this ball game today has been because it's a lot of first pitch swinging tonight by the Rough Riders. And he is only working on 85 pitches with two outs in the eighth inning. He might go the distance here. Rough Riders leading 4-0. Top of the order, Johnny Ornelas. First pitch. Ornelas shows bunt, pulls back. He takes a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. He has not fallen hot behind a lot of hitters here in this game tonight. Wind back by the right-hander, the 0-1. Ornelas skies it high in the air out to right field. Corbin Carroll over near the line. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Wow, a very quick inning when he needed it. Four pitches for Ciccone. He's through a career high eight innings, but the Riders are out in front. For Ozuna on the mound, and we come back. Frisco leading 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the Preds Bowl, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Fur Ozuna on the mound for the Riders in the home half of the eighth. Frisco leading 4-0. Rough Riders, what a great night for them. After Frisco, a tough loss last night, falling behind 7-0 early on. And eventually falling 7-4, the Rough Riders a 4-0 advantage on one of the best starts of the year
by anybody in a Rough Riders uniform. Cole Reagan's 6 1/3 shutout, 9 strikeouts. Andy Yerzy starts it off in the first pitch. A cut and a miss on a changeup off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Fur Ozuna, the third pitcher used by the Rough Riders today after Chase Lee went 2/3 of an inning. Ozuna readies and deals. Down low, and the count goes to 1-1. It's a very good problem to have here is that you need to work those bullpen guys in. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another change off the outside corner, and he's now ahead. 1-2. Rough Riders using only two relievers or two pitchers total yesterday, with Leiter going 5 and then Tim Brennan with 3. Today, Cole Reagans goes 6 1/3. Chase Lee 2/3 of an inning, and now Ozuna. 1-2. Chopper up the middle. Ornelas, the shortstop behind the back, feels, throws onto first, and gets him for the first down. One down for Drew Stankiewicz. Stankiewicz 0 for 2 today, a flyout and a ground out. For Ozuna, like Chase Lee, a sub-3 ERA. Both those two have just been dynamite in the back end of the Rough Riders bullpen. 26-year-old making his 18th outing. The pitch. Grounder foul, first base side. And it's 0-1 on Stankiewicz. One out, bases clear. 4-0 Rough Riders, home half of the eighth. 2.42 ERA for Frenerio Ozuna. 22 1/3 innings on the year. The pitch. Off the outside corner. Count to 1-1. 25 strikeouts to 5 walks. Opponents hitting a measly 150 against Ozuna this year. 1-1. That one slips outside, and it's now 2-1. All 3 hits have been on the infield for the Sod Poodles so far tonight. Ozuna readies. He kicks and offers in the 2-1. Swing and a foul off Procession, the Riders catcher back behind home. 2-2. Pull side shift on the infield for Stankiewicz. Homered last night. Action out of the bullpen for the Sod Poodles. It's like Jake Rice is getting loose. Night for Slade Ciccone, who went 8 innings. Ozuna's pitch. Foul back. Still 2-2. What a win this would be for the Rough Riders if they could get it. 3-game losing streak would come to an end, and even more important than that, San Antonio lost earlier tonight. They would be tied for first once again. Ozuna from the stretch. He kicks home, a line drive, up and over the shortstop, Johnny Ornelas into center for a base hit. And Drew Stankiewicz has the first single. That is not in the infield today for Amarillo. That brings Corbin Carroll at the top of the order up to the plate. Corpus Christi beating San Antonio 2-0 earlier today. A couple home runs of the solo variety. Jainer Diaz and Wilger Abreu. Corbin Carroll in from the left side against Ozuna in the pitch. Off the outside corner with the changeup. 1-0. So with San Antonio losing tonight, a win for the Rough Riders puts them back in a tie for first place. Ozuna offers a swing and a foul back into Procession's glove. And the count evens at 1-1. For Frisco, there's still plenty of time left here in the first half. 17 games remaining, including tonight. The throw goes over to first base, and Stankiewicz is back in easily. Ozuna from the stretch. The 1-1. Ground ball, left side. Foscue has it. Flicks onto second for one. No return throw to first. Ornelas got the throw and immediately, as soon as he got it, he knew there was no chance to get Corbin Carroll, who can absolutely fly. A fielder's choice goes 4-6. Carroll hit it hard right on one hop to Foscue, and with a normal hitter, that's a double play, but Carroll just runs too well. So runner at first base, procession out to go chat with Furuozuna. You have to imagine part of that chat was, hey, keep an eye on Carroll. He can really run. He has 18 steals this year, which was tied for third in the league until J.P. Martinez swiped his 19th earlier tonight for the Rough Riders. Here's Jorge Barrosa, the switch hitter from the left side. Ozuna's pitch. High and outside. One ball, no strikes. 0 for 3 today for the 21-year-old center fielder. Barrosa 0 for 7 in the series now. 4-0 Rough Riders, bottom 8. Ozuna kicks pitches. Ground ball, left side of the infield. Foscue gobbles it up at second, throws on to first, and he gets him for the final out of the eighth inning. Harmless single, and one runner left stranded here for Amarillo in the eighth inning. We go to the top of the ninth, and for the first time, Amarillo will dip into their bullpen. Rough Riders in control, leading 4-0, trying to tack on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark. Located high above hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine in Amarillo, 4-0. Frisco out in front. Zach Bigley alongside you, and happy to have you as Justin Foscue leads things off. And the new man out on the mound for the first time tonight for Amarillo, it isn't Slade Ciccone. As they dip into the bullpen, it's the left-hander Jake Rice who takes over. He deals with Foscue in the first pitch. Inside of the righty, one ball and no strikes. A career-high 8 innings for Slade Ciccone. And unless Amarillo can come back in this one, he'll end up as the losing pitcher. Pitch on the way. Foul back on the ground. One ball and one strike. And just unfortunately, he ran into a buzzsaw on the other side in Cole Reagans. Rough Riders rolling out their two best relievers as well, or two of the best. You can make that argument. Offering in. It's low off the outside corner. It's two balls and one strike. Final line for Ciccone, he goes 8 innings, allowing 4 runs, all earned on 5 hits. 7 Ks, no walks. 2-1. A line drive into left field, down the line. It's in there and in towards the corner, bangs off the wall. Foscue around first. He hot foots it onto second. The throw in, he's out. Diaz triple hopped it into second base right to Stankiewicz, who laid the tag down on Foscue. And he's out number one in the ninth inning. So a single and 7-4 on the putout for the first out of the frame. Dustin Harris, who homered his last time up, stands in now for Frisco. 1-for-3 today. Left-hander's pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Jake Rice coming out of the bullpen, 3.60 ERA. It's been the exception to the rule of Amarillo has been really tough out of the bullpen this year. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and it's now 0-2. 6'1", 220-pounder, the 24-year-old out of Kennesaw State. Making his fourth appearance after getting promoted from High A Hillsboro here at the AA level. Two runs over five innings. Left-hander's 0-2. Harris takes low in the dirt, and it's one ball and two strikes. Opponents have had a lot of hits against Rice despite only allowing the two runs. He's allowed eight hits now. He looks in for his sign, shakes off on the first, likes the second, and kicks in the 1-2 to Harris. Check swing, and he was able to hold up on a breaking ball off the outside corner, 2-2. This is a bullpen in Amarillo that has been really hard to justify this year, and in fact, the Diamondbacks organization releasing a couple relievers earlier. The pitch is chopped up the middle. The second baseman, Stankiewicz, backhands, throws in the first and gets Harris. Two outs. Blaine Crim makes his way to the plate. Amarillo's pitching staff has had a tough year this year, especially pitching here. It's hard, of course. But the bullpen has had a 5.84 ERA. Opponents are hitting 293 off the pen. First pitch to Blaine Crim. He fouls it off to the right side. It's 0-1. 0-3 day for Blaine Crim. Only a couple guys who have had full success. The pitch. A line drive into right field, base hit. Blaine Crim goes the opposite way. He finds some green grass and he picks up his first hit of the day despite hitting his third line drive. He's been romped twice. A couple lineouts, once to left, once to right. And now J.P. Martinez stands in, who's 2-for-3 today with a single and a triple. A couple runs scored. Left on left. First pitch. Bunt down the third baseline. What a beautiful bunt. The catcher, D'Alessandro, bare hands and no chance to get Martinez. Crim down to second, and it's a three-hit day for J.P. Martinez. A beautiful bunt base hit. Runners at first and second, two outs. Third hit of the inning for the Rough Riders. Now up to seven on the day. And here's Kellen Strom. Strom has one of those hits. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI. Left-hander looks in, and Rice has his sign and comes set. He kicks home. Strom lines it foul right side over the top of the Riders' bullpen. 0-1. Frisco leading 4-0, top of the ninth inning. Trying to snap a three-game losing streak. Left-hander ready from the stretch. And now steps off, looking back towards second. Crim at second base, Martinez at first. Better speed at first base. Strom sitting on one home run of the season. Delivery in. He fouls it away right side, 0-2. Kellen has the OPS up to 679. And that is absolutely remarkable when you think of where he was just a month ago. Hitting 148. An OPS in the low 500s. 0-2. Check swing, high fastball. He's able to hold up, and it's one ball and two strikes. Strom 2-for-3 in the opener with a walk. 1-for-3 here in game two. 1-2 pitch his way. Check swing on a pitch low off the outside corner. He was able to hold up. Two balls, two strikes. A lot of sod poodles trying to make their way to the dugout already. Not so fast. 2-2, two outs, two aboard. Rice pitches home. A high fly ball out to right field. Carroll back near the warning track. He settles up just shy of it, makes the catch. And the side comes to a close here in the ninth inning. No runs on three hits, no errors, and two left on the base paths. Rough Riders up 4-0 as we go to the home half of the ninth with Furuzuna back to the mound when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC. ABC Home.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom nine in Amarillo, Texas. 4-0 Frisco. Furuzuna back to the hill. He faces 3-4-5. Eduardo Diaz starts it off, and Ozuna delivers home the first pitch. Righty-righty on the outside corner with a change, and it's 0-1. Diaz 1-for-3 with an infield single back in the seventh inning. Ozuna pitches home. Hits it just off the outside corner. Fastball. 1-1. Just in case, Grant Anderson is warming down in the Rough Riders bullpen. And the pitch way outside. 2-1. Ozuna hoping that he's not needed here in the ninth. Right-hander from the stretch, 2-1, is grounded third base side and passed to diving Hare into left field for a base hit. Diaz with his second hit today. Ground ball with eyes through the left side. It's the fifth hit for Amarillo. And here's Leandro Cedeno. That's the dangerous part about this ballpark is things can turn in an instant. Grant Anderson starting to warm up a little bit faster out of the bullpen. Ozuna in his second inning of work. First pitch to Stein. 1-0. Ozuna allowed a base hit in the eighth. That's it. He allows one to lead off the ninth inning. 1-0 pitch. Low and outside. 2-0. Diaz can run. He had his eighth steal of the season back in the seventh. He's taken an aggressive lead at first base. Ronnie Gajownik, the first base coach, egging him on. He takes his lead. 2-0. Ground ball up the middle. Ornelas has it at short. Flicks high onto second. Foscue corrals it. Throws onto first and got him for the double play. Ornelas held onto that ball on the underhand scoop a little bit too long. He grins at Foscue as he had to reach high up in the air, leave the bag. He caught it, came down on the bag, and threw onto first for the double play. Two outs, bases clear here in the ninth. 6-4-3, twin killing. Tyquan Forbes hits last hope for the Sod Poodles tonight. 4-0 Frisco, and Ozuna delivers. Low and away, and it's 1-0. Forbes, the high school product, former draft pick of the Rangers, committed to Ole Miss out of high school. Went to the White Sox organization, finished up there last year, was playing indie ball when he was picked up by the Diamondbacks. The offering is low off the outside corner. It's two balls, no strikes. And now he has a chance to keep things going here in the ninth with the Rough Riders in the driver's seat. Two outs, bases clear, up by four. Ozuna, 2-0. Inside corner, a strike. It's the changeup in there, thigh high, and it's 2-1. Rough Riders trying to come up with their first victory since Friday night in Wichita. Ozuna's pitch, cut on and missed, strike two. Two balls, two strikes on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and now Amarillo is down to their final strike tonight. Ozuna ready from the stretch, righty-righty, the 2-2, a line drive up the middle on a couple hops, and that gets into center for a base hit. Forbes keeps things going with a single. That brings Blaze Alexander to the plate. Six hits for Amarillo now. Full signing, Blaze Alexander. Walk back in the seventh. Ozuna delivers. Alexander takes a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Alexander is a home run threat. He has seven long balls this season. Right-hander readies, and the 0-1. Strike two on the outside corner at the knees with the changeup. Alexander didn't like it. That changeup to Ozuna has really good arm side run. Goes right back on the outside corner, looking like it's going to be outside. Ozuna ready from the stretch. The 0-2, fly ball down the right field line. Strom coming in. He's under it. Makes the catch, and the Riders win. Frisco takes it 4-0. What a ball game for the Rough Riders. They hit two home runs. And Cole Reagans was the story here tonight. Reagans, 6 1/3 shutout innings with 9 strikeouts. And the Rough Riders, a 4-0 win on the road in Amarillo. We'll break it down for you on the postgame show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.tv for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Frisco wins it by a final score of 4-0 here in Amarillo. Welcome back to Hodgetown. Zach Bigley with you. What a pitching performance by Frisco as they pick up their third shutout victory this season. Cole Reagans with a career-high 6 1/3 innings on the mound. 9 strikeouts. He allowed just 3 hits and walked 1. And Frisco has a super complete victory in this ball game today. Rough Riders final line, 4 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. They stranded just two on the base pass. We'll get back to that here in a bit. No runs, six hits, and one error for the Sod Poodles on their offensive card with six left on base. Our final game time, an absolutely ridiculous 2 hours and 1 minute. That's the shortest nine-inning game the Rough Riders have played this season. And it was in front of 4,691 here in Amarillo. I mean, come on. 2 hours and 1 minute for a baseball game? That's just craziness. That's what good pitching will get you, and that's certainly what we saw tonight. Slade Ciccone with an eight-inning performance, allowing his four runs on five hits, and the Rough Riders got it done with the long ball. Trey Herr, a two-run home run. Dustin Harris, a solo shot. And Kellen Strom, an RBI single, providing all the Rough Riders' offense today in the fifth and the seventh innings. It was overall just a really wonderful performance for Frisco on the pitching and on the offensive side of things. We're going to head to a break when we come back about the standings as well in the Texas League South, as we had some movement today. And Frisco will send Zach Kent to the mound tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that pitching matchup tomorrow as well. Post-game show rolls along after a 4-0 Rough Riders victory here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark, and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Hodgetown one final time on a beautiful Wednesday evening in Amarillo, Texas. Zach Bigley back with you. The Rough Riders win it 4-0 over the Sod Poodles in Game 2 of this six-game series. Stick on us, not a whole lot of games to update you on. Tulsa and Arkansas postponed due to rain. Wichita and Arkansas also postponed due to rain down in Arkansas and up north in Tulsa. So some rain that swept across this area earlier this morning. And huge thunderstorms overnight and ended around 9 a.m. at sweeping out towards the west. And Tulsa and Arkansas both getting hit with those storms. The two other games that did get played in the Texas League, Corpus Christi, a 2-0 takedown of San Antonio. That's huge for the Rough Riders. We'll revisit that here in a second. And Midland, a 4-2 win over Springfield. So the Southern Division coming away with a victorious day overall, with Midland, Frisco, and Corpus Christi all taking their games. So back to San Antonio. They fall, meaning the Rough Riders are now in a tie games-wise with San Antonio. Winning percentage-wise, San Antonio is still in first place in the Texas League South because they played two fewer games due to a COVID outbreak. And so that might be the difference, actually, in the first half, as crazy as it sounds. Ultimately, the Rough Riders are tied in first place with 16 games now remaining in the first half of play, and they have snapped their three-game losing streak. That is huge. In the Texas Rangers organization, AAA Round Rock just underway in the bottom half of the first inning against Las Vegas. And so that should be a fun one to keep an eye on going forward later on tonight. Elsewhere, the other two clubs in the high A and low A levels, they are finished. Hickory at the high A level, a 6-4 win on the road against Bowling Green. And down east at the low A level, they win in extra innings 2-1 on the road in Kannapolis, with all three of those combined runs being scored in extras. They were scoreless going into the 10th. Big League Club, they're in rain delay in Cleveland. Guardians with a 4-0 lead over the Rangers in the top half of the fifth inning, and they are currently in rain delay. So not a whole lot to report in that ballgame in terms of positives for the Rangers. Dane Dunning got the start. He allowed 9 hits over his 4 with 4 runs allowed overall. Steele Walker was due up next. He was 0-for-1 on the day. And our boy Ezekiel Duran was at the plate, actually, when the rain delay occurred. He is also 0-for-1. As for what's next, the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles will meet in Game 3 of the series coming up tomorrow. First pitch at 7:05. Zach Kent going to the hill for the Rough Riders. He's 1-1 with a 5.61 ERA and coming off the best start of his season, a 7-inning performance in Wichita. Bryce Jarvis goes on the other side, a top 30 prospect. He's 2-2 with a 6.44 ERA, so it should be a really good pitching matchup in Game 3 tomorrow. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles matching up once again in just about 24 hours. The Rough Riders, a 4-0 victory in tonight's ballgame. Frisco trying to add them on, make a winning streak come tomorrow's action, and we'll have you for the pregame show here at 6:50 when we come back tomorrow. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. For our gracious hosts here in Amarillo, for everybody with the Frisco Rough Riders, my name's Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:50 in the p.m. for a 7:05 first pitch. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.